Oh, how the mighty have fallen. The LA Lakers face elimination tonight in the fifth game of the NBA Finals. That can't be true. Sunday night, the Detroit Pistons pushed the Lakers to the brink with an 88-80 victory that put them up 3-1 in the best-of-seven series. Joining us, as he has throughout the NBA playoffs, is ESPN's Sal Masekela. Sal, say it ain't so.
It is so, and it's also so with Shaquille O'Neal having the best playoff game he's had this entire 2004 playoffs, and they still lose. And I really point to Kobe Bryant, who had only 2 assists, no rebounds, and he took 28 shots to get 20 points. You're trying to win a basketball game. If you can't find your shooting stroke, then do the other things to get the big man involved. And I still think that there's something there, that division between Shaq and Kobe, and Kobe sort of trying to make his statement all the time, that's affecting this team. Not to mention, the bench is absolutely horrible at the point guard position, and they look horrible.
I just got to ask you about the Pistons and about how they look. Remember, this was not even the top-rated team in the East. It's the number 2-rated team in the East. They look like these guys really know the game of basketball and are executing perfectly at this point in the season.
Well, Larry Brown is just, he's a fantastic coach. And when they miss shots, you never see Detroit stop playing defense. You see 5 guys up in players' stomachs and grills. They work like a team that's from Detroit. It doesn't hurt that Anita Baker is singing the national anthem to start things off, and that the crowd gets there early. They're there before the game. It's not like out here in L.A. where people are waltzing in and expecting their team to win. They want to win, and they fight and play hard, and it's making all the difference in the world.
No matter what happens tonight, I just wonder if the Lakers have any chance at all. It doesn't look like they're ready to play.
And with Carmelo's knee now to the point where it doesn't look like he might even be able to go, it's going to be really up to someone else to step up. Are they going to get the ball into Shaq and let Shaq will them through? And will Devin George or Rick Fox or somebody? These guys haven't scored off the bench in double figures yet this series.
I'm still going to say the game's got to be worth watching tonight. Sal Masekela of ESPN, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
I agree, because if you thought they cried last year in San Antonio, you better get out the big buckets, because they'll be weeping tonight.